We are on Daf Lamed Aleph by the Mishnah. Sheir Shavim Mosayim Shenogach Sheir Shavim Mosayim Ve'ein Hanevele Yofiklu. So Mitzad the Nizik, there was a Hezik of 200 Zuz. He lost everything. Omar HaMeir, al zeh nemar, umochlos asher achai, b'chotzu es kaspoi. So since the Sheir HaMazik is worth 200 zuz, so this is pshat and posik, and the nizik had a hefsid of 200 zuz. So the posik tells us that he gets paid, he gets reimbursed with 100 zuz. Umochu es asher achai, which is worth 200 zuz, v'chotzu es kaspoi, and the nizik gets chatzi nezik. Omar lei Rabbi Yehuda v'chein halacha. That's 100% right. The halacha that you said, if ein an avela yofe klum, and the nizik will get half of the share of mazik, you're 100% right. But in posik, it doesn't flow in the posik. Kiyamto umochu es asher achai v'chotzu es kaspoi. V'loi kiyamto gam es hameis yechtzun. But according to you, the second half of the posik does not flow. V'eizeze. So Rabbi Yehuda said, so how do we learn pshat in the posik? That the whole thing should flow. The posik is speaking about a different case. Sheir shava mosayim shenogach sheir shava mosayim v'anevele yofech hamishim zuz. The nevele is yofech hamishim zuz. Shezen noitol chatziya chai v'chatziya meitz. Zen noitol chatziya chai v'chatziya meitz. So in such a case, so the chatziya meitz, each one will get 25 zuz. Chatziya chai, each one will get 100 zuz. So it comes out, each one, and you saw the hezek was 150 zuz. And each one will end up with 125 zuz, and they'll lose 75 zuz. So it comes out that the nizik was reimbursed chatzi nezik, and he lost chatzi nezik, and the mazik paid chatzi nezik. That is how Rabbi Yehuda learns pshat in the Mishnah. V'chotzu es kaspoi, let us see Rashi, dahainu chatzi nezek. The mazik is paying by giving half of the shavyes of the shera mazik to the nizik, the nevel is eini yofe klum, he's paying chatzi nezek. V'chein haloche, so Rabbi Yehuda taine teramea, vadai kein haloche. The halacha that you said is 100% true. The money noising light, he'll give him, in this case, that the nevela is ain't a shaviklum, he'll give him a money, the hainu chatzi nezik. But, avol ain't ze sheir ha'oma b'teire, but you can't say that this is pshat in the posik, because you only said pshat in half of a posik. The kiyamto mocha is a sheir achai. B'gmorim meforish b'may pligi. What is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? And Rabbi Yehuda said, pshat is, the posik is speaking about v'anevele yofen nunzuz. V'havelei hezekoi kufnun. So the whole hezek was a hezek of 150 zuz. U'palgoniske. So half of the hezek, the hainu ayin hay, boy nizik lahavsit, the nizik loses chatzi nezik, vehilkach, therefore shokel chatzi achai, which is 100, vechatzi ameis, which is 25, dishavu kuf chof hay, so it comes out, he ends up with kuf chof hay zuz, umoti lechol echot, say the ayin hay. Each one has a hefsid of 75 zuz. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbona. Now the Baraisa will again bring down the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda Rameya. שער שווה מוסיים, שנוגח שער שווה מוסיים, ונבלה יופה 50 זוז, זה נויטל חצי החי וחצי המס, וזה נויטל חצי החי וחצי המס, וזהו שער האמור בתורה. And this is the shayr that the posuk yigav sharish shayrayayu. This is what the posuk is speaking about. Divrei Rab Yehuda. Rameyer oimer, ein ze shayr ha'omor b'toyre. Elo, the shayr ha'omor b'toyre is shayr shovem osayim. Shenogach le shayr shovem osayim. Ve'ein anevei le yofaklu. על זה נאמר מוכו את אשר החי וחוצוי את כספוי. That's what the posuk is speaking about. אלו מה אני מקיים? So then Rameya asks, so what is פשט? In the second half of the posuk, גם את המס יחצון. אלו מה אני מקיים וגם את המס יחצון? פחס שפרסוסוי Mise machzen bechai. The posik, the first half of the posik is speaking about einan avele yofiklu, and there it says v'chotzu es asherach v'mochos asherachai v'chotzu es kaspei. That's when the nevele is not worth anything. So then it's v'chotzu mochos asherachai v'chotzu es kaspei. The second half of the posik. Vigam es ameis yechzum is speaking about that the nevela was worth something. Vigam es ameis yechzum pchas shepichsosoi miso machzin b'chai. So, let us first see how Rashi explains Rameya. So, Rashi pchas shepichsosoi miso machzin b'chai. Klima. Nevele loishayche gabi mazik klal. The mazik is no shayches at all with the nevele. So that, what Rabbi Yehuda had said, Rabbi Yehuda had learned pshat, that vigames ameis yechzun, that the mazik takes half of the value of the meis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the meis means the nevele. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mochos asher achai, and a meis means the nevela. The nevela that's left over, gamas a meis yechzu. Rameya holds the mazik is no shaykhis at all with the meis, with the nevela. Now what is pshat v'gamas a meis yechzu? A meis yechzu means the pchas from asher chai till asher meis. Not talking about the meis now. The pras of misa, that before was a sher chai and now it died. So this pras, you pay half of that pras. So we're speaking about the pras misa, not about the meis. The pras, the difference in value between a sher chai and a sher shemeis. But what, we're not speaking about the meis bedavke. We're speaking about the pras ben sher chai le sher meis. Nevela loishayich gabi mazik klal. So this pshat, as Rabbi Yehuda said, v'gamas hameis yechzum, which is going on in nevela. No, the mazik is no shayches with the nevela. El shomin es an nevela kame pchusin domer achshav mishosh eichai. We use the nevela to figure out the hefset, how much the hezek was. The noisin loy mazik chatzi hapchas. And the mazik gives him half of this pchas. So before we go further, I'd like to mention in Rameya two ha'olis. So the posik is speaking about two cases. The gam is another case. The first case is speaking about that asher shava mosayim, nogach sher shava mosayim bein aveinam and the veilu shava klum. In that posik it says, "Umochu es asher achai v'chotzu es kaspoi." When the nizik had a complete loss, you pay chatzin nizik. That's the first pasuk. Vegan. Vegan. Now the pasuk tells us a second in, that even the Nizik did not have a complete loss. There's only a pchas misa. The shavius became nechsa, machmas the misa. It didn't have a complete loss. So there is also a din of tashlume chatzi nezek of the pchas. So number one, so sangas two distinct halachas. Loy mi boy, it's loy zawapsu. Loy mi boy, if the nizik is not left with anything, this achiev to pay chatzinezit. Now, filo, the nizik is left with an avela, but there's a pras mise, so he pays this pras also, that he shouldn't, that's lochere pshat in the posit. Another Indian that Chameya was Maviach from his pshat is V'chotzu es ha-sher ha-chai, we'll see, means half of the sher ha-chai, and we'll see later, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not poshut, but al kaponim, according to Chameya now, this is pshat. V'chotzu, he learned V'chotzu means chatzi, half. Sometimes, Fakert, V'chotzos ha-sher ha-chai, when do you give half of the sher ha-chai? But then the veil is not worth anything. The second case is not V'chotzos ha-sher ha-chai, you give 75. The mazik remains with 125. It's not V'chotzos ha-sher ha-chai, there it says, the pras mises yechzun. There's a yechzun on the pras mises. So there are two cases. That's what we didn't want to learn. V'chotzos asher achai means he gets half, and that's only when ain't an avela shove klum. And then there's a second pasuk. We're not speaking about that he gets half of the sher amazik. No, he has to be reimbursed. He has to be paid half of the pras mises. And that's v'gam esameis yechzun. That's how Rameh learned. So that's his taitch in the posik. And Rabbi Yehuda is a different taitch in the posik. Then you divide the sheracha, you divide the nevela. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's pshat in posik. According to Rameh, it's two cases. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's one case. Frakte Gemore, Mechdek, Bein Rameh, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, but the Cheshbon comes out the same. The Cheshbon comes out, if the Nevela is worth 50, so Bein Rameya, Bein Rab Yehuda, Hai Meya Ve'esrim V'chamisha Shoko, V'hai Meya Ve'esrim V'chamisha Shoko. According to Rameya, if the Nevela is worth 50, so the Pasuk says, you take the Pchas Misa, which is 150, and you divide it in half. So the Nizik receives 50 from the Nevela, and 175 from the Pchas Misa. So he ends up with 125. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a different taitch in the Pasuk. That the Nizik takes half of the Sher Chai, the Nizik takes half of the Nevel, and he also ends up with 125. So the whole Nafkamina is only how to fatayt the Pasuk. Is my Benayah, so what's the Machloikis? If you translate the Pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, you translate according to Rameh, my Benayah. Omar Rove Pechas Nevel Ike Benayah. If the Pasuk says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the gam es ha-meis yechzu, and meis means the nevela, the shavius of the nevela is also yechzu, that means, in other words, that the mazik will have to lose out if the nevela became worthless. He could be naive. The mayor sova pras nevela the nizik have, Rabbi Yehuda sova pras nevela the mazik have palge. And let us explain. So what is the Gemara saying like this? The Gemara is saying, let's first go to Rameya and then we'll come to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rameya, if the nevela was worth 50 bishas the hezik, the pasuk says the pras mise you have to pay half of the Pras Misa. The Pras Misa was 150, so the Masik pays 75. If the Nevela would not have become Nifchas, the Nizik would have ended up with 125. But Benkach or Benkach, Bishas, Hamad Bedin, the Nevela is worth 40. The Nevela became worth less than there was Bishas Tazi. The Nevela is worth 40. So Lemaise, so what is the Nizik going to end up with? He's going to end up with 75 and 40 is 115. He's going to end up with 115 because the Pras Nevela, that's the Nizik's parsha. The Nevela is his completely. Bishas, the Pras Misa Yosh, we are Shom Bishas Misa Sasher. The Pras Misa was 150, so that you get your 75. Later the Nevela became Nivchas, so that's your parsha, so Memela. If now, Bishas Amod Bedin, it's worth 40. So Lamaise, you can end up with 150. This is according to Rameya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk says distinctly that you divide the Nevele and you divide the Sheikhai Bishas Amod Bedin. So let us make a cheshbon. What's going to be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Nevela is worth 40, and the Sheir Chai is worth 200, so it'll come out that the Nizik will end up with 120. That's what's going to happen. The Nevela is worth 40. So it comes out, according to Rab Meir, he's going to end up with 115. And according to Rab Yehud, he's going to end up with 120. So it comes out that the Mazik will be mishtatev in half of the Pras Nevela. According to Rameya, the whole Pras Nevela is on the Nizik loses. So that's why instead of getting 125, he'll get 115. That's according to Rameya. And according to Rabbi Yehudi, he's going to get 120. So the Pras Nevela is both are mishtatev in this absent. That the Mazik will lose 5 and the Nizik will get 5, so he'll end up with 120. That is the Nafkamin. Amarove Pras Nevele Ike Binayu. Rab Meir Sova Pras Nevele the Nizikave. Pras Nevele the Nizikave, so it'll come out that the Nizik will end up with 115. Rabbi Yehuda Sova Pras Nevele the Mazik Havi Palge. So the Pras Nevele was 10 zuz. So half of this 10 zuz, the Mazik will be mishtatev in the Pras Nevele. And Memele, so the Nizik gets 5 zuz more, he ends up with 120 zuz. Let us see what Rashi says. Zekt Rashi, Pras Nevele, im Pirsu Domeho, Mishas Misa Achas Mechire. L'ramei domeloi shaykh mazik b'nevele. The mazik has no shaykhs with the nevele. Is pras the nizik of it. So the nizik, the whole brunt of the hefsid of the nevele, the nizik will suffer. Instead of getting 125, he'll end up with 115. V'layoiv Lei elochatzi ma shepirsosoi mise. So he ends up with 75, that's the pras mise. And he ends up with his nevela, which was nifchas, is 115. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he'll end up with 120. That means half of the pras nevela, the mazik will be mishtatev. Now, let's go a little further. Amalei Abaye, im kein matzino le Rabbi Yehuda, so comes out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not only does the mazik have to pay for the pchas misa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a new chiyuv teshlumim on the pchas nevel. This is a new parsha. I mean, we have to understand. He killed the behemoth, fine. So that's the pras misa, whatever the shur made. you pay. But there's another pras. After the misa, there was a new pras that the nevela became worth 10 zuz less. This is a new pras. So it comes out, Rabbi Yehuda Atam has to pay not only for the pras misa, but this new pras nevela, Atam also has to pay for. Amalei Abaye. Im kein Motzino, Rabbi Yehuda, Tam chomo mimuit. By a muit, there's no such thing. By a muid, you only pay for the pras misa. Let's say this same case. A share was worth mosayim, and it was, and the veil is now worth 50. So the muid pays 150. That's it. You pay 150. Later, the veil became worth 40. So for that, I don't have to pay at all. The balamu doesn't, this is, I pay for the hezek. The hezek was 150. You had an nevela b'shas hezek that's worth 50. I'm finished. I couldn't talk. A week later, the nevela became worth less, 40. That's your parsha. I don't have to pay for it. So that's by a muet. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, by a tam, it comes out that the nevela became nifchas, or I'll be mishtatef in half of this pras. So Memele, I'll give you half of the pras. So it comes out, Amod Nezach, that a tam is more chomor than a muid. In this nekude, a muid, you don't have to be doig of the pras nevela. In a tam, you have to be doig for the pras nevela. Let's see what Rashi says. Do gabi muid, tam chomor mi muid. Do gabi muid, amri neperikam mebailem metaplem benevela. That the nevela is the parsha of the bailam. The chsivi v'amesi eloi l'nizik. That's his parsha. That's his pekel. The nevela is worth 50, it'll be worth 40 later. That's not my geshäft. That's the nizik's geshäft. And the bayatam, the mazik also has to be mishtatev in the pchas of the nevela. V'chiteima hochinami. May we say, it's not gefällig. Could very well be that the mazik, by a tam, a mazik, tak is more chomer than a muid. And we see such a thing, kidisna. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tam chayiv umuid potter. Here we have a machloikis, if a person made a shmira pchuse, and it was mazik. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if he made a shmira pruse, by a muet is potter, he made enough for lo yishmerenu, he made a shmira. A shmira pruse is also called a shmira. But by a tam, a shmira pruse is not sufficient, you have to make a better shmira. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a tam is more chomor than a muet. So memele, so it could be, just like in the chiyuve shmira, a Baal Atam is mechuyiv to make a better shmira than a Baal Amud. So could be in Dinei Tashlumim, a Baal Atam has to be doig for the pchas nevela, and Amud doesn't have to be doig. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say such a thing. Ey, medishamet leil Rabbi Yehuda, linyin shmira. By shmira, that's takichu. By chiyuvi shmira, we find that a tam, there's a greater chi of shmira than a muad. The sivi kroi, because there's a posik, we learn this out from psukim. Opa le'inyen tashlumin, but when it comes to tashlumin, mi shamitlei, that Rabbi Yehuda should hold, that a baal atam should pay in an akuda more than a baal amud. And I'll prove it to you. Vasanya. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Yochel Sheir Shove Mone, Shenogach Sheir Shove Chomesh Sloim. Now let's break up everything into Sloim. A Mone is 25 Sloim. So a Sheir that was worth 25 Sloim was Negeach a Sheir that was worth 5 Sloim. Vanevele Yofe Sela. And the Nevele is worth a Sela. Now, so Rabbi Yehuda says, the way that Rabbi Yehuda said pshat and posik, yechilken es achai, chilken es anevela, chilken es ameis, is ze noitel chatziach chai vechatziach meis, ze noitel chatziach chai vechatziach meis. So what will be? So let's make a cheshbon. What's going to come out over here? The mazik is worth a money, 25 sloim. Now, half of 25 sloim is 12 and a half sloim. So the mazik is going to get 12, so that's half of the sheir achai, 12 and a half sloim. The mace, the nevela, is worth, one seller. So you get a half a seller. So come out, the nizik will end up with 13 sloim. He had a sheir to begin with that was worth 5 sloim, and he's getting paid 13 sloim. Meiradik. So Rabbi Yudah said, if we will say the posik is speaking about all cases, v'chotzu asher achai v'gamas ameis yechtzun, you divide the sher achai and you divide the nevela, and it's speaking about all cases without exception, v'chimu'ed l'ma yaitse l'achmer olav v'lachokil olav. A mu'id is more chomel than a tam. Uma mu'id ain't a mishalom l'mashe hizik. So a mu'id will pay four sloim. The nevela is worth a sella. So a mu'id will pay four sloim. Tam akalei koshke. So a tam is going to pay 13 sloim. So it can't be like this. So the posik cannot be speaking about all cases when the mazik is worth more than the nizik, if I'll say kipshuta in all cases. So it'll come out that a tam is more chamo than a mu'id, and it can't be like that. So we have an often a memre of Rabbi Yehuda when it comes in Hilchas Tashlumin, that a tam cannot pay more than a mu'ud. So how could you say over here that in Pras Nevele, a tam pays more than a mu'ud? Rabbi Yehuda said, a yesod, in Hilchis Tashlumim, a tam cannot pay more than a mu'ud. So Memele, so we can say that the nafkemine between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir is in Pras Nevele. So we're back to the kasha. So what is the nafkemine? Elo omar Rabbi Yochanan shvach nevele ikabinayu. The machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir is shvach nevele. Let's say the nevele bishas the hezik yirasher shavu mosayim. And now the nevele was worth $50 bishas the hezik. A week later, the nevela is worth $70. Nevela is worth $70. So now, ike binayu, the mar sovar, the nizik ave, umar sovar, palgi. Right, now let's explain what we just said over here. The nevela was worth $50. So according to Rameya, the Misa made it worth, you pay half of the Yechzun, the Pras, the Pras, Misa, Yechzun, Bechai. So the Pras Misa was $150, you pay $75. And if the Shavis would have been $50 like it was Bishas Tezik, he ends up with $125. Baruch Hashem, 2 weeks later, it's worth $70. The nevela, it went up. It was nishtabach the nevela. So now the nizik is going to end up with $145. 75 and then the 70, you'll end up with 145 zuzim. That's according to Rameya. Which makes a lot of sense. And the nevela is his. This is his nevela. It got, became worth more in 2 weeks. Fine, Baruch Hashem. So he'll end up Lomaisa with 145 cents. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. The Shvach of the Nevela, we split. The Mazik, we split with the Mazik. So that means the Shvach of the Nevela will come out as follows, that you're going to end up, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to end up Well, so let's divide 70. Let's divide 70 into, we chesmu to shvach nevela. So the nizik is going to end up with 35 plus 75, which will be 35, 20, 25, it's 70. The shvach is 20. The shvach nevela is 20. So he has a chelik in the shvach of the nevela. So half of 70 is 35. Half of the mazik is 100. He gets in the mazik of the year. So he ends up with 135, and the mazik also ends up with 135. So it comes out the shvach of the nevela is divided equally between the mazik and the nizik. Masha Einkein, according to Rav Meir, he ends up with 145. That's the nafkemine between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir, the whole shvach of the nevela belongs to the nizik, so he ends up with 145. And according to Rav Yehuda, we share the shvach, and we end up with 135. L'chayim. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention Rabbi Kevege brings down a machloikis, the Baal Tanure, and the Rambam, how we cheshben with this shvach nevela. The Baal Tanure learns pshat that we take the shvach nevela, and the shvach nevela is 20, so half of the shvach the nizik gets, and half of the shvach the mazik has, so we give him, we reimburse the mazik half of the shvach of the nevela. He ends up with tenzus. We're giving him something. He's gaining from the shvach of the nevela. So he'll end up with tenzus. The Rambam does not learn like this. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns like this. The shvach of the nevela, that means the half of the shvach of the nevela we're speaking about, we consider ki'ilu the hezek was not 150, the hezek was 160. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the hezek really was 150, because the nevela was 50. Now we say that since the nevela became worth 70, so we consider ke'ilu the nevela b'shas the hezek was worth 60, not 50. So the hezek was 140. The hezek was 140. That's how the Rambam says pshat. So just one second. So we consider ke'ilu we consider ki'ilu the nevela was worth 60. Ki'ilu the nevela was worth 60. Bishas misa. Ki'ilu the nevela was worth 60. That means the 10 zuz that the nizik is entitled to, we consider ki'ilu the nevela was worth 60. Bishas misa. So chatzi hanevela is 30. Chatzi hachai is 100. So he ends up with 130. And before we had a cheshbon, what was the cheshbon before? 135. So al kaponim, this is how the Rambam learns pshat. And Rabbi Kevege is mevaya, that the way the Rambam learned pshat, the chiddush of shvach nevela, the chiddush of shvach nevela, half of the shvach mil goes to the mazik. This is a oifen of the shume of the hezek. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Don't look how much the nevela was worth b'shas misa. Look how much the nevela is worth b'shas hamod bedin. That means if you look how much the nevela is worth b'shas misa, so it comes out the nevela was worth 50. So, that's how much the nevela is worth. We look keilu, we look how much the nevela was worth. We look how much the nevela was worth bishas the shvach. So we consider that's the shuma of the hezek. The shuma of the hezek is we consider like the nevela was worth 60. We're marked in the hezek. So the Rambam holds this shuma does not only apply to a tam, it applies to a mu'ed also. Shvach, the vela, the mazik is by a mu'ed also. That means by a mu'ed, we will consider, so a mu'ed only pay 140. A mu'ed will pay 140. If we learn the first way that we give epis a bonus of 10 to the mazik, so this is a bazun v'redin in asher tam, that the mazik of asher tam gets half of the shvach nevela. We give him 10 zuz. But according to the second shot, this is not a bonus we give to the mazik. The taiva for the mazik is that we consider that half of the shvach shenishtabach hanevela, we consider that this is how much it became genizik b'shas ha'ezik. So this shume applies tzai b'yatam and tzai b'yamud. Okay. Let us see what Rashi says. That meyer sovar shvach nevele de nizikab. The last lohu shum shutfis. And Rameyer is very understandable because Rameyer holds that the nevela belongs to the nizik and it became nishtabach. So it's the nizik's nevela that became nishtabach. Rameyer, Rabbi Yehuda holds amir de kechidish that the mazik gains from half of the shvach that the nevela was nishtabach. And that's so we see epis, the mazik can gain something from the hezek, amar de kezach. So memela the Gemara says, v'hainu de kokashe leil Rabbi Yehuda. Now we'll understand another member of Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda was machadish, that the mazik can derive benefit of the shvach of the nevela. So, between you and me, the mazik is getting something which really he doesn't deserve. He's getting, he was mazik, and he's gaining from the shvach that the nevela of the nizik became nishtabach. So, memela, so Rabbi Yehuda had a hoshtik teir. Rabbi Yehuda said, ha'ashtet da'omret, chas rachmoni lavi de mazik. The Torah was chas on the mazik. The shokil bishvoche, that he gets a chelik in the shvach. So I see he can get a chelik in the nichsei hanizik. Amar de kechidish. Is yochel sheir shovech hamesh loim. So memele, Rabbi Yehuda started clanging that shayla. What'll be the din if the sheir is shovech hamesh loim? Shenogach sheir shovimonem. He was negech asher shovimonem, which is 12 and a half sloim. Banevele yofe chamishim zuz. And the nevele is yofe chamishim zuz. 6 1/4. Chamishim zuz. Is zenoitel chatzi achai v'chatzi hameis. Is a neutel chatzi achai v'chatzi hameis. Maybe let's work with zuzim better. Let's work with zuzim. So we'll make a cheshbon. The mazik was worth this 4 zuzin asela. The mazik was worth 20 zuz. The mazik was negeach asher. That's worth 100 zuz. The nevela is worth 50 zuz. Now, ze neutel chatzi achai b'chatzi ameis. So let's make a cheshbon. So the mazik to begin with was worth 20 zuz. So now we'll divide 10 zuz. Ze neutel chatzi achai, 10 zuz. V'chatzi ameis, the meis is worth 50 zuz. So it ends up, so chatzi ameis is 25, the mace is worth 50 zuz. The nevela is worth 50 zuz. Now we divide the nevela in half, so he gets 25 zuz. So we have 25 zuz plus 10 zuz is 35 zuz. So the mazik is going to end up with 35 zuz. How much was his share worth to begin with? His share worth was to begin with was worth 20 zuz. Chameshloim is 20 zuz. So Rabbi Yehuda had a hava mina. Rabbi Yehuda had a hava mina as follows: Ash to the amrit chas rachmoni lavi the mazik the shokil b'shvoche. I see he gets from the nezik, he gains in the shvach of the nevela. He gets something what al picheshben he didn't have before. He gains in the shvach of the nevela. We reimburse him half of the shvach of the nevela. Is yochel, so therefore I would think, sheir shove chomesh loin, shenogach sheir shove money, 20 zuz, was negech a sheir that was worth 100 zuz, but nevela yofech hamishim zuz, is so the din will be zen neitel chatsi achai 10 zuz, v'chatzi hameis in 25 zuz, v'zen eit v'chatzi achai v'chatzi hameis, amret, eichem matzinu mazik niska. So it comes out, but Rabbi Yehuda said, this can't be, because it'll come out that the mazik is niska. Before the hezik, he possessed 20 zuz, and now he's going to end up with 35 zuz. That can't be. Then he says another tiny that it can't be. Va'oimer shalem yishalem. It says shalem yishalem. We'll see in Rashi, one is going by a tam, one is going by a mu'at. Bailim mishalmim vein bailim neutlim. That the baal asher that was mazik, he pays. He doesn't receive. So memele, but al koponim, we see that we said an emes of pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the mazik is marviach chatzi of the shvach nevela. So memele, so Rabbi Yehuda had a havamin hashted the amrit chas rachmoni lavi the mazik. So he had a havamin. So in such a case, maybe also the mazik should be marviach. And even though he started off with a share worth 20 zuz, he should end up with 35 zuz. So he brings two rayas that this can't be true. Raya number one, heicha metzino mazik niska rishit. Mazik niska. Va'oimer, and another raya, shalom yishalom, that a mazik is mishalom, he's not a neitel. So the Gemara asks, mai va'oimer, why do we need two psukim? So the Gemara says as follows: V'chitei mahani mili heicha de'ika pseida l'nizik. Could be when there's a hefset to the nizik, then we don't say heicha motzino mazik niska. If I get the nizik should lose and the mazik should gain, and that's this case over here. We had a case that the nizik lost and the mazik is going to gain. Avol heicha de leke pseida l'nizik. But in a case where there's no pseida l'nizik, ki goyim, shoyer shove chomesh sloim, which is 20 zuz, shenogach shoyer shove chomesh sloim, which is 20 zuz, v'hanevele yofe shloishim zuz, and the nevele is worth 30 zuz. Now, what'll be over here? The nevele is worth more than the sheir b'chiyusai. The sheir was worth 20 zuz, and the nevele is worth 30 zuz. So in such a case, lemaise, the nizik isn't losing anything, fakert. That what his sheir was, that he was negeach, the sheir of the nizik, it became worth more than it was b'chayav. B'chayav is worth 20 zuz, now it's worth 30 zuz. So the nizik isn't losing anything. So maybe in such a case we say, gam es ha-meis yechzun.
So the Nizik will gain 5 zuz, and the Mazik will gain 5 zuz. No one's losing. Shokel nami Mazik bishvach. Here, no one's losing. The Nizik isn't losing. The Nizik is gaining from the Nizik. Maybe the Mazik also can gain. So that's why he brings the posik for Oimer Shalem Yishalem Bailem Mishalmim Ve'ein Bailem Neitlem. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda brought a posik that not only that Ein Mazik Niskar, but there's a din afilu if the Nizik was Niskar, but the Mazik can't be Malviach from this. Because I have a posik, Shalem Yishalem, that what? That, Mishalmim, Ve'ein Bailem Neutlem. That is so far. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Vahainu Dekashe Leila Rabbi Yehuda. We just established that what Rabbi Yehuda was Machadish. The Kamas Hameis Yechzon means the, if Nishtabach HaNevele, the mazik gets half of the shvach of the nevela. Behind the kashel erbiut, the shemina lay bebraise de la kama. The kama yochel sher shaveis loy. Shenogach usher shave mone. The ho de kama yochel, he had such a havamine that the mazik should be malviah. Vishim de kashele hochi. What's the kasha? Even the lady day svirlei, because Rabbi Yehuda personally holds the chas rachmon alei the mazik lemishkal b'shvach. We see in one nekude that the mazik takes half of the shvach. So meila, I see that a mazik could be malviach through the hezik. So memele, so then Rabbi Yehuda Rahavamin Yochel Sher Shove Chameshloi Shnogach Lesher Shove Mone Vanevele Yofen Unzuzim the Shokil Mazik Chatzia Chai Davish Nei Sloim Opalge Vachatzia Meis Davish Nei Sloim Oreviya. And he'll be Malviach as this boy, his share was only worth Chameshloim. And now he's going to end up with 8 3/4 sloim. Amret riecha motzino mazik niskar. So the Pnei Yeshua's Mavaya Rashi comes to say the kash is even more. Heicha motzino mazik niskar sheini mafsid klu. If the nisik was mafsid, the mazik shouldn't be mafsid. The af al kav de koma Rabbi Yudalel de mazik shokel b'shvoche b'tashlumi chatzi nezek miyeise u'mafsid ayin hey amret v'ri heicha metzino mazik niska sheni mafsid klu. He shouldn't lose anything. The af al kav de koma Rabbi Yudalel de mazik shokel b'shvoche, he takes the shvach ober b'tashlumi chatzi nezek miyeise, he pays chatzi nezek also. So good. He's being nipsad also for the hezek, but he shouldn't be nipsad at all, and the nizik should be nipsad. That doesn't make sense. And then the Gemara brings a posik, shalim yishalim, b'muat ksiv al shnei tashlumim kosev lochechad l'tam bechad l'mud loymer b'ailim mishalmim vein b'ailim neitlim. So here are two psukim. So that's coming. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Vanevele yofe shloishim zuz shehukra nevele mishemeze deshokol." Mazik Hamisha Zuzin Baisin Yud Zuzi Shishbicha Dole Motip Saidol Nizik Tunami Maviach Heidina. The Nizik is also Maviach Heidina. Fine. Al Koponim. Now, Lechere, from this Hava Mine, that the Mazik should be Maviach, Chos Rachmona Mazik, will be very strongly Mashme like the Baal Tenure, that the Baal Tenure says, we give the mazik chatzi of the shvach shenishtabach hanevela. We're giving him something. According to the Rambam, it's a different cheshbon in Gans. Now we give the mazik something. When we come to be shom the hezik, we're not done with the shume that was koidim shenishtabach. We're done with the shume now. Lachas nishtabach. That's how we make the shume to figure out the hezik. But snapshot that the Torah was chos and the mazik. So till now we would zicher be mashme. Like the Baal Tenure, but we will see the Gemara is chayzer from this. Omar loy Rav Acha bar Tachlife l'Rove. Rav Acha bar Tachlife asked Rove, im kein motzino l'Rab Yehuda tam mishalem, if we will say pshat according to Rab Yehuda, that will learn the posik kipshutoi, v'chotzu es ha-sher achai, that each one gets half of the sher achai, v'gam es ha-meis yechzun, each one gets half of the sher ha-meis. So it will come out in certain cases that a tam will pay more than chatzi nesek. So let us, that's the Amalei Rav Acha bar Tachlife l'Rove, im kein motzino l'Rab Yehuda, tam mishalem yoyser michatzi nezek, v'atoyra omru mochu es asher achai v'chotzu es kaspe. Now, this v'atoyra omru is very, very difficult, but that we'll have to see in Tosis, with Tosis Mutzitzich, with this v'atoyra omru. But al koponim, let's just go to Baal Tachlifes Kash. Let us see Rashi. Im kein motzino, if we will translate the psukim the way we translated them till now, im kein, that we divide half of the shavius of the chai and half of the shavius of the nevela, im kein motzino rab yude tam mishalem yoyser michatzi nezek. Im kein, the loidorish Rabbi Yehuda pchas shepchisosoi misa machzim b'chai. That was Rameyus drash. Rameyus said, v'sameis yechzun means the pchas of misa. According to Rameyus, the posik is telling us how much has to be paid, how much the misa was mafchis from what it was worth when it was a chai. So according to Rameyah, the Pasuk tells us distinctly that the Mazik pays chatzi nezek, the pchas that the Misa made, that's what the Mazik pays. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have different guidelines. Whenever there was a hezek, you divide up the Sher HaChai, you divide up the Sher HaMeis. Im kein, if that's the case, is matzino betam mishalem yoyser michatzi nezek. So come out, sometimes a tam will pay more than chatzi nezek. Behechi domi. Sher shove nun. Shenogach lesher shove mem. If a sher shove nun, it was negech a sher shove mem. Va nevele yofe chof. Nevele is worth chof. Fahave nezek chof. So the nezek was chof. Upal geniske asore. So chatzi nezek would be, you should have to pay him. It was worth 40 to begin with. Now it's worth 20. So if you pay chatzi nezek, you'll end up by paying 10. But if we will go with Rabbi Yehuda's guidelines, we will divide chatzi achai v'chatzi ameis. So let's make a cheshbon that the shayr hamazik is worth 50. So you divide up the shayr achai is 25. You divide up the shayr hameis is 35. Now, so it's going to come out that the nizik is going to end up with 35, which means he's going to end up with his nevela, which is worth 20, and he's going to end up with another 15 to pay for the hezek that occurred. The hezek was 20, and he's ending up with 15. So he's getting more than chatzi nezek. If that's pshat and posik, the chipalgi chatzi chai v'chatzi meis, noitel nizik b'chai chofhei, so he takes in the chai 25, or b'meis yud, in the meis, chatzi meis, the meis is worth 20, so he'll end up with 10. 25 plus 10, arei lamet hei. So he has an avela that's worth 20, he's going to end up with 35. Nimtza mazik mishalem yoyser mechatzi nezik. So it comes out, he's paying more than chatzi nezik. The bish loim ele rameya, loim mishalem ele chatzi. According to Rameya, Rameya doesn't know these cheshboinis. Rameya says, pchas ye es ameis yechzun, pchas she prisosoi mise yashlim b'chai. So memele, so the pchas mise was 20, so he give 10. The Misa Meramei, the Mishal Malachatzi, Masha Priso, so Misa, El Rabbi Yehuda, Nei Nami, the Heche, the Moti, Chatzi, Achai, Yoisa, Minezik, Shalom. That we learned before. If it'll come out, that'll pay more than Nezik, Shalom, Nafkalei, Hai, the Loi, Shokol, Nizik, Chatzi, Achai, Mikal, Bochem, and Mimut, Ketan, Alel. We learned before, a tam cannot be more chomer than a mu'ud. So he can't pay more than a mu'ud pays. Ma'amu'ud chomer nemshalom, ela ma'ashizik tamakal le'koshkin. Fine. So we know before, a tam doesn't pay more than a mu'ud. But over here, he's not paying more than a mu'ud, he's paying less than a mu'ud. He's paying, the hezek was 20, a mu'ud would pay 20, and he's paying 15. But he's paying more than chatzi nezek. He's not paying the whole nezik, he's paying less than the mood. So the Gemara says, if you'll tell me that Rabbi Yehuda learns the posik kipshutai, that you divide the chai and you divide the mace, so it can come out in certain instances that a tam pays more than chatzi nezik, I don't have any way to disprove it, and it can't be like that. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is now at the Maskonas HaSugye, the Gemara is Chayza from the Hopshad. So the Gemara answers, Islay l'Rabbi Yehuda p'chash shepchisosai shepichsosai mise machzen b'chai minolon v'gamas ames yechzul. So now all of a sudden the Gemara says that Rash that Rameya held that v'gamas, till now we learn pshat gamas ames yechzul, you divide in the veil, you split in the veil, you split the shechai, you split in the veil. Now the Gemara says no, Rab Yehuda holds v'gamas ames yechzul pchas shepchisosoi mise ipeisef. So Memela, you have a share of a mem that now is worth 20, you give him 10. That's the old mamash. So always, the posik is telling me, I always pays chatzi nezik. The share always pays chatzi nezik. Frek the Gemara, I don't understand you. You were afke, Rabbi Yehuda, zeh neutral chatzi achai v'chatzi mis, zeh neutral chatzi achai v'chatzi yameis. Im kein nicht auf Trove essa meis mai vegam, shma mino tarti. Now we'll see Rashi and then I'd like to elaborate a little what the Maskonas HaGemara is. So the Gemara feels eyes as follows. Isle Rabbi Yehuda pchas shepchisosoi mise. Rabbi Yehuda also learns the gamas ameis yechzun means that the pchas shepchisosoi mise yechzun. You pay half of that pchas. Hilker behi nami mikro nafkeloi v'loi shokel elo chatzi nezik. Im kein. So now the Gemara says, but Rabbi Yehuda says another drosha that he gets in the shvach nevele. Im kein the lefchas shepchisosai mise lechudosa lichtoi vesa meis yechzun mai vegam shma minotarti dishotvei rachmone bishmoche. Now, I'd like to explain the Maskonas HaGemara according to Rabbi Yehuda, which we have now a whole new picture in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when we learn Chumash, we start off, first of all, Rabbi Yehuda said, the Pasuk is speaking about Asher Shove Masayim, Shenog Asher Shove Masayim, Panevele Yofa Chamishim Zuz. That's the case of the Pasuk. Fine. So now, what do you do? So we start from the second half of the Pasuk. Es Hameis Yechzu. The Pchas Mise, which is 150 Zuz, that's the Pchas Mise. Yechzu, you pay half. This is what Yechzum b'chai. You get it from the guf achai. So memela, he gets paid half of the nesek. That he pays half. So he pays 75. So watch out, umochu es asher achai v'chotzu es kaspoi. Not that you give him half of the chai was worth mosayim. V'chotzu es kaspoi means you divide the chai. That means you give him a chelik of the chai, 75 zuz from the chai. So the posik tells us as follows. The second half of the posik tells us how much has to be paid. How much has to be paid? Pchas shepchisosoi misa yechzu. The pchas misa was 125. Half of that has to be paid. 75 has to be paid. So we start from the second half of the pasuk to learn how much has to be paid. 75 has to be paid. From where is this paid from? Now I look on the first half of the pasuk. Umachu es asher achai. It's paid from the sher achai. It's paid migufoi. V'chotzu es kaspoi. So that means, so now I know you pay 75. Where do you get the 75? From the Sherecha, you pay it Migufoi. Now, the Vechotzu, so what's going to be? He's going to take 75 from the Sherecha, so the Mazik will remain with 125, the Nizik will take 75. So we see Vechotzu as Kaspoi does not mean you divide it in half. No, Vechotzu means you take a Chelik. Vechotzu as Kaspoi, the value of the Sherecha is divided. How is it divided? I'll tell you later. Es hameis yechzun. Es hameis yechzun means half of the pchas mise, which is 75. The 75 that the mazik owes him, you take this chelik from the sherechai. You give him 75 from the sherechai. I found this Baruch Hashem in the Malbin in the Ksav and Kabbalah, that yechzun and vechotzu has two different taitshin. Yechzun means half. The Ksav and Kabbalah says, because whenever it says a nun, it means accurately. Koi soimrun. This is what you should say. Not a word more, not a word less. As hameis yechzun, it has to be divided equally. So the pchas mise, when I want to figure out how much has to be paid for the pchas, half of the pchas mise has to be paid exactly. So there's a pchas mise of 150, you pay 75. Now the first half of the pasuk is coming to tell us you get the 75. This is a chelik from the mechotzu as a sherech, mochus Hashem mechotzu as kasbay. It is derived from the goof of the sherechai. But mechotzu there doesn't mean half. Mechotzu means he gets a chelik. He gets 75 from the $200 sher. And that is why Rav Meir did not want to learn like that. Rav Meir learned v'chotzu means half. So Rav Meir said the pasuk is speaking about two cases. V'chotzu, when does you take half of the sher achai if the nevel is not worth anything? Rav Meir said pshat in the pasuk, because Rav Meir learned the pasuk speaking about two cases. The first case of the pasuk is speaking about the nevel is worth nothing. He also, the hezek was 200, v'chotzu as a sher achai, you give him half of the sher achai, you give him 100. And the case when the nevel is worth something, so then there's no pasuk v'chotzu achai, v'dam, another case. When the nevel is worth something, then it says a pchas mise. Rav Meir did not want to say that v'chotzu is different than yechzu. But Rabbi Yehuda says chotzu and yechzu are two different things. Yechzu means half of the pchas mise, and v'chotzu means a chelik. He gets $75 in the sheir hamazik. Now it says in the pasuk, that's undrash. Then it says, V'gam es ha-meis yechzun. V'gam, es ha-meis yechzun means pras mise. V'gam es ha-meis means the value of the nevela. Here, meis means nevela. The first taich, it doesn't mean nevela. It means the pras mise. V'gam es ha-meis, the shvach of the nevela, is also yechzun. That comes to tell us that the mazik gets a chelik, half of the shvach of the nevela that was nishtabach. So the pasuk is telling us two dinim. The amount he pays is half of the pras shebchisosai misit. And the pasuk says v'chotzu es kaspa, he gets it from the sheir amazi. And the gam is marbe, if the nevela became nishtabach, so he gets half of the shvach of the nevela. And here we have l'fiyem, it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Bartanure, if it means you give him straight tenzus, or you reckon that the yisrein shvach of tenzus was Bishas the Hezek, and that is how the Mazik gained.